Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Bewitched by Edith Wharton, adapted for audio by Beverly Cooper, read by Barbara Barnes.
The snow was still falling thickly when Wendell Bosworth, who farmed the land south of Lone Top, drove up in his sleigh to Saul Rutledge's gate. He was surprised to see two other sleighs ahead of him. From them descended two muffled figures. Bosworth, with increasing surprise, recognized Deacon Hibben and Sylvester Brand, the widower from the old farm on the way to Lone Top. It was not often that anyone in Hemlock County entered Saul Rutledge's gate, least of all in the dead of winter, and summoned, as Bosworth at any rate had been, by Mrs. Rutledge. She was a woman who was known, even in that unsocial region, of possessing cold manners and a solitary character. The situation was enough to excite the curiosity of a less imaginative man than Wendell Bosworth. As he drove in between the broken-down white gateposts, topped by fluted urns, the two men ahead of them were leading their horses to the adjoining shed. Bosworth followed and hitched his horse to a post. The three tossed off the snow from their shoulders, clapped their numb hands together, and greeted each other.
"Hello, Deacon." "Well, well, Wendell."
They shook hands.
"Good day, Bosworth,"
said Sylvester Brand with a brief nod. He seldom put any cordiality into his manner, and on this occasion he was still busy about his horse's bridle and blanket. Wendell Bosworth, the youngest and most communicative of the three, turned to Deacon Hibben, whose long face, queerly blotched and moldy-looking, with blinking, peering eyes, was yet less forbidden than Brand's heavy-hewn countenance.
"Queer, are all meeting this way. Mrs. Rutledge sent me a message to come,"
Bosworth volunteered. The deacon nodded.
"I got word from her, too. I hope there's no trouble here."
He glanced through the thickening fall of snow at the desolate front of the Rutledge house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?